B-Pod Studios.
It's Friday.
You know what happened?
This weekend?
What happened?
What happened?
What happened?
Daylight saving time?
We spring forward.
Spring forward? I can't
I'm
wait.
Ready.
Daylight saving time.
Spring forward to daylight saving.
This weekend?
What have you got to lose?
Yeah, what have you got to lose?
So we lose an hour, right?
We lose an hour.
We lose an hour on Sunday.
Lose an hour of sleep.
So we lose an hour of sleep.
No!
Sorry.
Set those clocks an hour forward.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning. Everybody ready for the weekend?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I hear resounding. Yes, yes, yes.
I am.
Oh, yeah.
I've had it with you
yeah.
people.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we got a bunch of Disney stuff coming up this weekend.
Yeah?
$100. All weekend long, you're going to have a chance to win a $100 Disney gift card. It qualifies you for a chance to win the ultimate Walt Disney World vacation. Enjoy a giant dose of limited time magic. Making its way across all four theme parks.
Nice.
Log on to WRR.com.
That's awesome.
The winning begins this morning right here at WRR. Okay? But plus, we're going to announce the official WRR 80s song of the day, which is worth $1,000. We do that at 7:20 this morning right after Man for May.
And we're going to give away New Kids on the Block tickets. This is our final day of doing it. So, that's
giving.
At 7:45 during Dirty Laundry. Stay tuned. And you better be excited about it. Because it's the best concert ever. And if you're not excited about it, then you're not, I'm not going to give them to you.
Well, that's in the rules. But
okay, we're gonna do the swear swap this morning. That'll be coming up just after 6:20 for you here. Hey, the Bruins won again last night.
Man, points in 18 straight games. They scored twice in 37 seconds to win.
Pretty amazing.
I just want to mention, because I feel like you're going to forget, and I'm not surprised, but it's International Women's Day. And I feel as though... during every break today, you should give me a compliment.
Wow. Starting when?
Isn't every day International Women's Day?
Of course it is.
Hey,
oh,
by the way,
in our life
so it's not going to be this break.
Yeah, it's not going
to
be exactly.
Hey, 128 northbound, got a rolled over tractor trailer by Grove Street in Wellesley.
Yeah. Probably a guy driving it, though.
Yeah. Probably. Yep. He probably had snow on the top of it.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Speaking of snow, did you see the videos of the more avalanches out west? They say this is the most unprecedented avalanche year they've ever had.
Yeah, you have a fetish for avalanche videos, don't you? You mention them all the time.
Yeah. Well, did you see in ski areas in California, they're going to be skiing until July.
Really?
We got that much snow.
That's much snow. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we got your Dirty Laundry. Who are you covering in Dirty Laundry today?
Well, you know, actors, movie stars, they're rich and they have everything. Yet, they still steal stuff from movie sets. And I'm going to tell you the most egregious felonies from actors and actresses.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, LBF.
Yes.
You look really nice today.
She does. She
I think you fabulous. Should concentrate less on how I look because it's International Women's Day and it should be about...
You look really smart today.
That's better. We're getting there.
Okay. You've got a great personality.
Yeah, we're making progress here.
Oh, God, it's going to be an interesting day.
Plus, special comedy guest, Des Bishop, will be joining us after 8 o'clock this morning right here at WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lorna Waddy Morning Radio Program, and we're doing this morning swear swaps on the program to help you out because sometimes you know, the little ears are listening when you're driving, and you just can't say some things.
Driving, making dinner, you know, living, just hanging around the house. So there's a good way to do it, and I think the best way to do it is the people on The Good Place. I mean, don't you think, Brian Bell?
It's like fantastic on The Good Place.
It's really amazing how Kristen Bell has taken not swearing, but swearing to a whole new level.
It's an art. It's an art form.
Yeah.
Listen.
Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
That's bullshit. But I say we leave this miserable shirt hole. Girl, you are a messy bench who loves drama, and I am into it. Just shoot my shirt with your old pal, Eleanor. I'll be soaring through the air like a forking bird. Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Oh, my God.
Now, let's talk to the people. Who has swear swaps for us this morning? Let me say, start off with Heather, who's from Bridgewater. Heather, what do you have for us here this morning?
Yes, instead of MF, we use the Oedipus.
Oedipus?
Oedipus.
Oh, Oedipus. That's good. But you know that's good and smart.
You know what's funny? Yes, that is. That's a very smart
that's
replacement.
That's a very smart replacement. I like that.
We were watching the Goldbergs, and they had an episode where they were watching the TV version of Die Hard.
Yep.
Famous scene in Die Hard, they said, Yippee-ki-yay, melon farmer.
And that's one of the problems. You can't watch the movies you used to watch when you were a kid.
I know, but so now my 9-year-old says melon farmer an awful lot.
I'm going to use Oedipus. That's hilarious. I think that's
thanks a lot. Have a great day.
As long as he doesn't tell the teacher.
Hey, Rich, what do you got for us?
Yeah, hi. Mine, all you have to do is switch two letters. Mine is Futhermucker.
I see. Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
But that can Tricky. Just, that you can, have to be really sober.
Yeah, you got
to
be very,
really
very
sober
careful.
To say
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
try that at Fuddruckers someday.
We used to have a character on the show called Bob Fuster Club. I don't even remember him. Yeah. Okay. And we got Ann. Hey, Ann, what do you got for us?
Well, when my daughter was small, everything became a paint in the grass.
I understand completely.
Paint in the grass. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Danielle, what do you have?
Yeah, we do fudge muffins.
Fudge muffins. Okay.
Angry and hungry at the same time.
Be careful. Yeah. Rich is from Natick. What do you got there, Rich?
Whenever we have flow snurries and I'm going into a pole, sliding on the ice, sometimes I yell out, knuck and fudge.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Again.
Judy, what do you have for us?
Don't have a biscuit.
I understand.
You know, it's funny you say that because thanks to Elf, I find myself saying son of a nutcracker quite a bit.
It's a good one. That's a good one.
Yep. Have a great day, okay? Sheila, what do you have?
I have cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice. Love it. Have a great one. Thanks, call, man.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, now coming up, ladies and gentlemen, 6:45 this morning. There's something.
Cheese and rice, Lorne. Get to it.
Something really
we're
cool.
Are we going to compliment LBF finally for
now? Oh, yeah. Okay, no. Well, let's do that right now.
This Women's is Day.
Is it national or international?
International.
Oh, that's even bigger.
Okay, this is huge. Okay, boy, you look smart today.
Okay, you stole that. That's already been said.
I already said that.
Yeah,
one.
They can't.
Son of a biscuit, you're smart.
Okay, that's better.
Come on, Lorne. I'm not going anywhere until you pay LBF a compliment.
Okay.
This is going to be a long show.
I know. I've really drawn a line here. This is going to be rough.
Your hair was blown out nicely this morning.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Something happened.
We're never going to get there.
Something happened in Chicago yesterday that is on today's Irony of the Day report. We'll share that with you.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to International Women's Day here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program.
Yes, it is.
And boy, you smell great today.
I don't think that's the point of International Women's Day.
Oh, is that not it? Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
You're going to get there. By the end of the show, Lauren is going to pay Lauren a compliment. I can tell.
We have the irony story of the day today, and this is a sports-related story that I think you can all appreciate. Because, you know, we just won the Super Bowl. It was a fantastic year. The Patriots were incredible. And the Chicago Bears had a resurgent year in football. And a lot of people in Chicago, and Chicago fans are nuts for the Bears, thought that they were going to advance and could have a chance at playing in the Super Bowl this year. Unfortunately for the Chicago Bears, they got bounced by the Philadelphia Eagles in their wild card playoff game. And it all happened because they had a makeable field goal with seconds remaining in the game. And the kicker, good kicker, decent kicker, Cody Parkey was the guy's name. And Cody Parkey missed the field goal. Now, in all fairness to him, the ball was slightly tipped, you know, by the defense as he made the kick. But the Chicago Bear fans would hear nothing of it. They were all over Cody Parkey, and they blamed him. They said that he blew it. He completely blew the whole thing. And so they even had a campaign to get rid of him because he blew it. So they eventually fired him, the Bears, okay? They got rid of him, and they signed yesterday.
Harsh.
They signed their new kicker. Now, here's the irony of the whole thing. Are you ready? You ready for this guy, the new kicker? His name is Chris Blewett.
What?
That is right. That is correct, ladies and gentlemen. Seriously, his name is Chris Blewett. That's just got to be a karma thing.
Oh,
I mean, they're looking for nothing but trouble there.
That's be a kicker and have that last name.
Yeah. Not a good, like not
the,
a good choice.
The opportunity to blow it is like high.
I know. Oh, yeah. Extremely.
And I mean, the headlines write themselves.
I know. Like,
it's already written.
Self-fulfilling Amazing. Prophecy.
Okay. Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay, so there you go.
You should get married.
And speaking. and speaking of sports.
The Bruins did not blow it.
They are on a tear, man.
Bees did it again. They scored twice in the final minute, 37 seconds apart, and came back to beat the Panthers 4-3 at the Garden last night. Patrice Bergeron scored the game-winning goal with 7 seconds left, his second of the game. Bees trailed 2-0 at one point. They've won 5 straight, 12 of 13. They have points in 18 straight games.
Wow.
Celts, they go for their 3rd straight road win tomorrow night in L.A. against LeBron and the Lakers. And the Twins beat up the Red Sox 12-1 in Fort Myers. Dustin Pedroia returned to the lineup, made his spring debut, and had a base hit, which is good news.
Okay, now speaking of sports, we have a little special feature coming up for you right after 7 o'clock this morning. And this feature is called Even Major League Baseball MVPs Change Diapers. And I think you'll see what we mean. You got to stick around for this, okay?
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, the big ride-sharing debate this morning. You're on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Are you up on this?
I'm up on this.
Okay.
So Mayor Marty Walsh wants to create designated ride-sharing spaces because when you get a ride-sharing service, usually they double park and then you get in the car and you're whisked away.
Yes.
You know, quick. Like a celebrity.
Yeah.
It's quick, but, you know, that causes, you know, even just parking, double parking for like, you know, a minute and a half can wreak havoc in the city.
It causes a lot of angst.
Yeah, and I think Mayor Marty was saying there were, what, like 35 million ride shares in the city last year?
Something
like
that. How
many do you have? Yeah. Because Hank probably leads the way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Only 11,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a great idea for me, but I initially was like, no. Because what I love about ride sharing is that you just punch in the address and the car comes up. And you are whisked away like a celebrity in a limo. Like, it's like I almost want the paparazzi to be around me and make somebody with an umbrella.
Click, click, click,
you know, and then you just jump in the car, especially if you're alone. If you have kids, forget it. It takes forever. But then you go, and that's it. It's just boom, boom, boom. Now, to have a designated pickup spot
it means
entails things.
It might inconvenience you enough to walk like 15
no,
steps around
the
corner.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I don't want to walk. I don't want to walk at all. Yeah. Two things. I don't want to walk because that's the whole point of a ride sharing service. If I wanted to walk to a cab stand, I'd take a cab. Second, I don't want to walk because usually when I'm in the city, I'm wearing heels. And I don't want to walk in heels. I want to sit in heels.
Well, this makes a lot of sense.
And I was just in D.C. and it's funny that because I was like, why am I? I don't really like this because there was construction in front of the hotel. Which means that nobody could park like or stop in front of the hotel.
Exactly.
And so I would have to pick up the Uber around the corner. And I can't tell you how aggravated this made me.
Really?
So basically, your convenience is more important than public safety.
It supersedes public
Isn't
safety.
Isn't that true for everyone?
I think you're right, yeah.
I mean, I'm not alone here, right?
Okay, let's take a prime example. You're driving down, let's just say, Huntington Avenue.
Yep.
Somewhere around in the Mass Ave area.
You
okay?
should be taking the T.
Okay. So you're driving along
there. Who drives
there,
down Huntington?
And this Uber pulls up in an already completely restricted area where you can barely get two cars through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he blocks traffic. And then people get blocked up behind him. And then somebody pulls in front of him. And you got like two lanes trying to get into one lane where only one lane really should have been the
first lane. Is this a true story? Is this your imagination?
No, this is a true story. Oh. Every time I go down Huntington Avenue, as a matter of fact.
Gunch,
okay?
Boy, you haven't really learned.
What are you doing over there, Lauren?
Exactly. I don't know what your problem is. Take the T.
I got to take the green line. Yeah. Because at least they had the sense to put it underground.
Yeah, and if something stops in front of them, they usually run it over.
So that's what happens, you know.
Yeah, but a meeting spot isn't necessarily... A group meeting spot isn't going to necessarily clear things up
because
now
it'll get busier.
Now you're going to have a huge collection of Ubers all in one space.
Exactly.
And then that's going to bottle things up. Did you ever try and take Uber to leave Logan Airport?
The worst. Yeah,
that's
you
nuts.
Have 150 people all standing there. It is a complete fuster clock.
Exactly.
Well, okay.
Exactly.
So then at least if you're going to put a meeting point someplace, put it around the corner off the main street.
But that's going to be inconvenient for somebody who wants to take a right.
But fewer people then keeping it on the main streets.
I just think there's a sense of urgency when you're double parked, so people move quicker.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a designated spot, you can lollygag all you want, and that's not good because lollygagging is terrible.
That's
in the city.
That's the whole thing. Is when the Uber shows up, it's like you just robbed a bank.
Exactly. Whisked.
Go!
Uber's here.
But your rideshare is not going
like
to lollygag.
Baby driver.
Because time is money to a rideshare. Yeah. You know, and they want to get you in.
Exactly.
Now
I just think it's a problem we don't need to solve. Hey, Marty, I love you, but come on, I want to be whisked away.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
It's International Women's Day. Listen to what she said.
Yeah, yeah. Just pay attention.
Ooh, you're getting better.
Yep.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s. More. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem pays a visit to see Doc Sider about his concerns. And we hear...
You know, Doc, I have to say that life is not a big bowl of cherries to me these days.
Oh, really, Lem? Well, what's got you down?
Oh, well, I'm single. I can't seem to find the right woman. I've only got one friend, and he ain't that special. Down at work, I haven't had a promotion in a long time. My house needs new tires. My best sheep died last week. And my goat won't even look at me.
Well, Lem, it sounds to me like you have low self-esteem.
Oh, is that a big problem?
Oh, no. From my experience, it's a very common thing with total losers like you.
That's a relief. Thanks, Doc.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
Some people are just natural-born dads who are like... Just grow in with both hands, and when the diaper needs to be changed, it can happen. Such a guy we found out about in spring training yesterday, right, Hank?
Yeah, Mookie Betts. They mic'd him up during one of the preseason broadcasts. Yeah. And, you know, he's a new dad. He had a new baby girl 9 days after they won the World Series. And apparently there are some things about being a dad he doesn't really like.
Mookie, how's that diaper changing going for you?
Man, she's nasty. Like... Nobody ever explains it. Everybody says, you know, yeah, you change diapers, this, that, and the other, but you don't really know about the diaper, like what goes into these diapers.
Literally.
So public service announcement.
I know, really?
It is not fun.
Parenting 101 from Mookie.
I mean, think about it. You went from world champion to be named MVP to professional diaper changer.
I mean, it was like you're riding on highs and then... You get to changing diapers, and it's like bottom of the barrel.
Bottom of the barrel.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm impressed that he does it, though. You know,
I am, too.
You know.
I think that's good.
I think it's funny that on International Women's Day, we're celebrating a man changing diapers. Yeah. I just want to get that out there.
I think it's surprising. What did he think was in a diaper?
I know,
like
exactly.
Sprinkles?
Like, oh, I didn't know.
I mean,
jelly beans?
Yeah.
He found out quick, didn't he?
I mean, you haven't lived till your kid has pooped in your hand.
I know.
That's always not.
That really surprises you.
Yeah, it does.
I'm kind of back in it right now. My grandson.
That's right. You got a grandson.
Yeah. Did you ever try and change one at the swimming class? It's awful.
Those are the worst. Really.
Keep your hands out of that, kid.
Yeah, yep. Really, seriously. So, okay, Doug, I'll name a celebrity. And you tell me, you think if this would be a guy who would change diapers?
Okay,
Prince Harry.
Yes,
you definitely think he would.
I definitely think he would.
Okay,
Alec Baldwin.
Yes. With his
think
second
he
wife.
Would?
He's
not the first. Kids. Not the first.
Yeah. Not the first. Yeah, yeah. I follow his wife on Instagram. He's very hands on. Because he has four kids.
Andy Cohen. He's got a new baby.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah,
I think with the exception of Simon Cowell, all men change diapers. Simon Cowell would never. He's just too grumpy. I wouldn't want him changing a diaper.
That's
I think
so stinking.
He'd start judging. Wow. You know, it's not. Yeah, he'd be like, no.
Idris Elba. You think he'd do it?
Oh, I mean, even the thought of Idris Elba even changing a baby diaper is like incredible to me because
makes
he's
you melt.
So handsome. Yeah, don't put those two things together. Stop.
No more, never, ever. Oh.
Okay, we have sticky-fingered celebrities. We have Superwoman soundtracks. But first, we have the best prize giveaway ever.
Ever.
A pair of tickets to see New Kids on the Block June 28th at TD Garden. We're going to take the 15th caller, 617-931-1057. This is exciting. Look alive, people. Okay?
Come on.
One of the best concerts you'll ever go to.
Okay, this
and if you're not excited, you take it my sister. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it today. Okay. Well, you guys... Actors, celebrities are super rich. They stay super rich because they end up not having to pay for anything because people give it to them. It's just one of the worst things about society. But second, they steal stuff. Well, they don't steal it, but they take stuff from the sets where they probably, you know, made their celebrity status. And we have a list of things that celebrities have taken from the sets of their movies and sitcoms.
Feel free to say the list of things celebrities steal. Steal!
Matt LeBlanc took the Magna Doodle from the back of Chandler and Joey's door.
Oh, that's, yeah.
No, and he gave it to the electrician who always drew the doodles.
See?
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
That's a nice thing.
Nice
thievery.
Not always that nice.
Yeah.
Matthew Perry took the cookie time clock that was on top of Monica and Rachel's fridge and gifted it to Lisa Kudrow.
See,
I'm saying,
nice.
I'm adding
the nice stuff
in.
First. You're putting the nice stuff first.
Sean Astin actually stole the One-Eyed Willie's treasure map from the Goonies. However, he thinks his mom got rid of it after he moved out.
Oh,
come on!
Mom!
Sandra Oh stole the rug that was in Owen and Christina's apartment on Grey's Anatomy, and she has it in her living room now. That's just cheap.
Yeah, you know, if you're breaking it up, they're throwing it out anyway.
I guess that's true. Jennifer Lawrence stole Katniss's hunting jacket and boots from The Hunger Games.
Whoa.
Chris Pratt took home Star-Lord's iconic red jacket from Guardians of the Galaxy, but he said he took it only because he could dress up and visit children's hospitals. I doubt that's
nice
true.
Guy. I bet he did.
No, he's nice.
At least once.
Yeah, he's nice. He's a nice guy. Daniel Radcliffe took Harry Potter's glasses from the first Harry Potter and the last Harry Potter. And this is kind of my favorite.
Ben Affleck stole the Batmobile?
I have two favorites.
Yeah, really?
I have two favorites. One's gross and one's grosser. What's grosser than gross?
Oh, my God.
Dakota Johnson stole a bunch of Anastasia's underwear from 50 Shades of Grey.
Who'd want that?
Wow.
And,
okay.
And Aaron Paul stole Gus Fring's blown-off head from the set of Breaking Bad, and he keeps it right in his living room at his house.
No, that's awesome. That's a conversation starter.
Exactly. Wow. And when you steal something and it's a conversation starter, because my dad, we have a tiki in our backyard.
Yeah, really?
That
like on the Brady
that
Bunch?
Was stolen from what's that old restaurant like Trader Vic's?
Trader Vic's, sure. I
and
Trader Vic's,
his friend lived in an apartment, and the people who stole it gave it to his friend, and then his friend gave it to my dad, and it's now in our backyard.
It passed down, okay.
Really? Don't tell anybody.
Has the statute of limitations run out?
Yeah, the tiki statute of limitations. Okay, and today Captain Marvel comes out, and it's International Women's Day. She's the first intergalactical superhero with her own movies.
For Marvel. Yeah.
For Marvel. And it stars Brie Larson. But let's just play a little bit of the very lady-friendly soundtrack because it's awesome. See if you can name all the lady artists.
Oh, yeah.
Lita Ford. Well, Salt and Pepper. I mean, and they're going to be at that New Kids concert, P.S.
You kidding?
Yes.
Really?
Yep. That's Elastica.
Had heart at the beginning, right?
Yes, he did. I'm only happy when I was never a garbage girl.
Oh,
yeah. TLC.
Oh.
Yeah. Come on.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So that is opening today, and I'm very excited for everybody. And do we have a winner?
We do have a winner.
We do?
As a matter of fact, Rich Barnes is our winner from Bridgewater, Massachusetts.
Rich.
Hey, Rich, how you doing today?
Hello, Rich Barnes.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
You're heading off to see a great show.
I'm pretty excited.
Very excited. Okay, good. I love a very excited person. A pair of tickets, Rich, to see New Kids on the Block, June 28th at TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now, but you've got them from us. Get all the information and an extra chance to win now at WROR.com. It's going to be so fun.
Now, Rich, don't
Debbie Gibson, Salt and Pepper.
I'll tell you that.
Oh, we're going to hang tough.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, we're going to try to give away $1,000 from Century Bank right now because this is Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. And our player this morning is from Bill Rickham, Massachusetts. The name is Emily Collar, and she's in the IT business. Good morning, Emily. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks.
Do you carry red balloons everywhere?
That's right. Sorry. That's the IT business. Oh, yeah, the old internet technology business. So, how are you this morning? Are you well and happy and feeling confident this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm excited to play.
Usually, okay. As you play on a daily basis, how well do you usually do in this game?
I usually get about 8 out of 10 or more, so we'll see.
Okay. Well, if we hit
a high average. B plus.
Mm-hmm. You hit a couple of good categories today, this could be your day for $1,000 from Century Bank. LBF will give you 10 questions. You'll have 60 seconds to answer them. You can pass in any time. Save plenty of time to come back and pick up any you pass on. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm ready to play too.
Let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What shoes did Michael Jordan introduce in 1985?
Air Jordans.
Who claimed that love is a battlefield?
A Foreigner.
What TV series takes place in Bikini Bottom?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
What lime and grapefruit soda did Coca-Cola create in 1966?
Sprite.
Charles Schulz illustrated this comic strip.
Batman.
What city does the wizard live in The Wizard of Oz?
The Emerald City.
Brie Larson plays this superhero in the movie opening this weekend.
Captain Marvel.
L. Ron Hubbard founded this religion.
Scientology.
Who was the first woman to co-anchor a U.S. network evening news program?
Pass.
What sauce contains 720 drops in each bottle?
Pass.
Who was the first woman to co-anchor a U.S. network evening news program?
Barbara Walters.
Ooh, you got it right.
Nice. Pick that up. Okay, well, the deal is you actually got 6 correct here this morning.
Yeah.
You missed a few, so let's review for you.
Okay. The sauce that contains 720 drops in each bottle, that's Tabasco sauce. Who claimed that love is a battlefield? Pat Benatar. The lime and grapefruit soda Coca-Cola created in 1966, Fresca.
You ever taste
Andy
that?
Cohen that's likes Fresca stuff. And tequila called
Yeah,
Tresquila.
I don't drink soda, so that's my problem.
That's your problem.
You know what? That's a problem.
You should really start.
You just drink it straight, huh?
You like to have some tequila.
I like this lady. Charles Schulz illustrated the Peanuts comic strip. Peanuts.
Okay. Enunciate.
We have for you a fine.
But we have something. Prize.
Okay, a pair of tickets. See, you're going to go to the Boston Flower Show, the Boston Flower and Garden Show. It's over at the World Trade Center. It starts next Wednesday. It goes through the 17th. It's absolutely a fabulous show. You can get all the information at bostonflowershow.com to learn more. Plus, there's more. You've also won a $100 Elizabeth Grady gift card. So enjoy that. Thank you very much. Happy International Women's Day. Yes, indeed. A happy International Women's Day to you. You are important.
Thank you.
Okay. You rule, okay? Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, anybody else? You think you want to play the game? You think you can do it, right? Okay. Well, you got to prove it. Log on. You got to qualify first. Log on to WRR.com. Fill out the application, and you could win $1,000 from Century Bank.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
We are really, really happy to have Dez back in the studio this morning. Dez, when was the last time you were here with us anyway?
It was a year and a week.
Year and a week.
Really?
It was March 2nd.
Not that anybody's keeping track or anything like that.
Wow. Throw it down
not that I'm that up on my life. I'm not the Rain Man of comedy, but I happened to have a quick look to make sure that
this day just popped up.
I was last week. It was the happiest radio moment of my life.
Of course it was. Okay, so Dez Bishop, and he's playing over at Laugh Boston this weekend, and you're going to love the show. And the amazing thing about, well, many amazing things about Dez, but he grew up in New York until he's like 14 years old. Then he moves from New York to Ireland.
Attaboy!
I assume you moved with the family. You didn't just pull up stakes on your own at 14.
You have assumed incorrectly. I went there on my own to boarding school when I was 14.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
And as I joke in my show, I was sent there because I got kicked out of school in New York And the reason I got kicked out was because I had a serious problem with alcohol at 14. So my mother had this ingenious idea to send me to Ireland to go to boarding school.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Right. Yeah. She was like, this guy's going to be an Olympic alcoholic. So I'm sending like Rocky into the hills.
Like, I was like just going right to the show.
That's right. Chasing the chickens of alcoholism very early on.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Worked out fine in that I stopped drinking at 19 because I couldn't hack the pace. And so we were joking before off air. It turns out that my man on my right, what was your
friend?
Hank knows somebody, mentioned a guy who actually was involved in the very early days of me stopping drinking. I won't give out anything else because it's, you know, there's an anonymity issue.
Yes. Yes. Right.
I'm clearly not concerned about my own.
But, I understand that.
Anyway, long story short, I haven't drank since 95. And in fact, a sober guy got me into comedy, and a lot of all the stuff that I have today stems from that time of making that decision. So if you're out there right now, and if we're in Boston, so I know that 30% of you are struggling, you can find hope.
you
can find hope, man.
Okay, so you come to town, and yesterday you went to, what, you went to Southie yesterday?
Well, I'm staying in the Westin. The comedy club is in the Westin, in case anyone doesn't know where
you're staying.
Yep. So I put into Google Maps Babish app, and a few came up on West Broadway in South Boston. So I realized it was Southie. So I was like, great, I'll go to Southie, famous neighborhood. And I got this great Italian-American barber, authentic Southie guy. There's very few of them left. And I thought it was funny because I'm like Irish-American. And, you know, normally people would say like, oh, you know, Bruce Springsteen was in here once. But he said, oh, you just missed it an hour ago. Patrick Nee was in here. Now, people don't know who Patrick Nee is. You know, he was a I think it's okay to say, I don't think we're libeling him to say that he was involved with the Winterhill Gang. But more importantly for Irish people, he was involved in running guns in the 1980s for the IRA. So I was like, well, this is great. I love this place.
I feel right at home.
Feel right at home.
Give me the same thing.
Give me a gun runner. Give me a gun runner any day.
And we want to say good morning to Mr. Nee, and thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mr. Nee. I just want to say I'm a fan. I've seen these movies, and I think you were one of the tough guys in there.
And don't shoot me. No. Thank you very much.
But in fact, he introduced him as he was the one guy Whitey Bulger was afraid of. You know, so this is
really?
This is celebrity in Southie.
Yeah,
but
it
he
is.
Said a very funny thing to me, which I thought was great. Very Boston moment. We're getting the haircut, and of course, like if you're talking to a comedian, you're always going to get into like the world's gone too politically correct. And then he said like, look at Robert Kraft. You know, he goes for an Asian massage. Now he's a sex trafficker. by the way, I'm not taking a position on that for the record, but I did. Like the Southie humor of that moment.
Sure.
It was all encapsulated really in that moment of the IRA, Robert Kraft, the Patriots, and a strong Boston.
Yeah. And a good haircut.
Not
bad.
Plus a good haircut.
I'm not going to review the haircut.
The same time,
I'll say that for Yelp. I'm going on Yelp. on Yelp, he's getting 2 stars. He brought up the IRA and prostitution. I was very uncomfortable. I mean, what year does this guy think this is?
Okay, so you've lived in Ireland since you're like 14 years old.
Yes.
And, you know, you come back here. What's better, spending St. Patrick's Day in Ireland or like in Boston?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say that as a New Yorker, it's hard for me to make that comparison because I have to say, asterisk, maybe New York. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, I think nowadays Dublin has gotten a lot better. But traditionally, I would say it's definitely better to spend St. Patrick's Day in a city like Boston, New York, or Chicago, because actually the Irish Americans, it's really an Irish American holiday in that they want that day to say we're proud to be Irish, even though we're raised in America, but we're proud of our heritage. So it's really kind of like a heritage holiday. Now, in Ireland, weirdly enough, even though it's the national day, because they don't have a day of independence, like we have 4th of July, even though they had a war of independence, there's no day where they say, this is the day we got our freedom.
Right.
So St. Patrick's Day was kind of adopted as like the Irish national day, but it only became like a big celebration in the last sort of 10 or 15 years, which was kind of like, came with economic prosperity. They decided they could have like a big, parade and
once
stuff.
Once they realized all the Americans would go over there.
Well, I think what happened was a lot of Americans were going there expecting a party, and they weren't getting one. So eventually they had to say, we need to give these guys a party.
Yeah. I was there on St. Patrick's Day, and in the hotel where I was, there were more Boston cops than anybody else.
That's right. I mean, listen, the Boston people are more Irish than the Irish themselves. I mean, they're like, if, in terms of, as is always the case, you know, if you talk to Irish people about national pride, they would have a very different idea of like why they're proud to be Irish. But Irish Americans really have a deep sense of Ireland being a part of their soul. So the Irish sometimes need to embrace that a bit more.
Okay, so look, you can catch. How many shows you doing? You got?
I got four more. I did last night. I got two tonight, two tomorrow. 7:45 and 10:15, I think. But don't quote me on that.
Yeah, you are correct. I just saw you.
Okay. Oh, thank God! Whew. Okay, thank God. The pressure was on me there.
Love the show, Des Bishop at Laugh Boston, laughboston.com for all your tickets, and we'll be back with him momentarily. But
80s and more, 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So if you would like to have a really fine time this weekend and see some really fine comedy, you should go see Des Bishop.
Deb Bishop.
Debbie.
It's a genderless world.
Des Bishop. He's got two shows tonight and two shows tomorrow night at Laugh Boston. LaughBoston.com is how you get your tickets. It's over in the Seaport District, and it's just a great place to see a show, and it's a very, very funny show. And Des grew up in New York, then at 14, he gets shipped to Ireland, where he lives in Ireland, and then he got into Chinese comedy. Now, would you explain, how did this happen?
You really jumped over a long period of my life there. But
I can imagine,
a lot of failed relationships in between and stuff. But so I made a television series for Irish TV in 2013, where I went to China, Beijing, with no Mandarin, and then I had 1 year to learn enough Mandarin to do stand-up comedy at the end in Chinese for a Chinese audience in China. And obviously, it's a 6-part documentary series about that journey. It's really just a way to tell a story of modern China, Chinese humor, the world, blah, blah, blah. And so I did that. And I talk a bit about it in my show in English, but it was quite the experience.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
that's very fortunate. Okay. So
even though for some reason, like white people or certainly Western people, just get a kick out of watching a white guy speak Chinese.
I know.
Okay.
Can you do that, please?
No, tell us a Chinese joke. But anyway, that's genuinely Chinese. You're not going to get in trouble. I just said impeach Trump. Oh. But no.
I thought you said something about Robert Kraft.
I said, give me a tip, Robert. But anyway, so full service. But anyway, all I was actually saying is now I have to speak Chinese to people that can't understand me. It's so embarrassing. That's actually just
really?
Could you do conversational Chinese with people?
Yeah, no. I live my life in Chinese. Actually, a funny thing, people always say to me, are they talking about us, you know?
Right.
So in China, they call us Lawai, right? It just means foreigner. It's not like a negative term.
Yeah, right.
But when they immigrate to the United States, they still call us Lawai. Like white people are Lawai to them, right? So, but it means foreigner. So sometimes I'll catch them. They'll be like, oh, those dumplings are for the Lawai. And I'll be like, hey, we're in America. You're the Lawai. And they'll be like, oh my God. Oh, the Chinese is so good.
I know. Are you going to do like an after at Laugh Boston and go down to Chinatown and do like an
I've done that
set?
Before. I actually did my Made in China show. It was like a one-man show about my time in China in the Wilbur about 3 years ago, maybe four. I think it was about 3 years ago. And a friend of mine had made a documentary about a Chinatown volleyball sport called Nine-Man Volleyball. And she brought this whole Chinatown crew to my show and they loved it. So I had a big dinner with them down in Chinatown.
Get some cool tea.
Hopefully, if they're listening to this or if people know them, make sure to tell them that I'm in Laugh Boston. But they've seen the show. The Chinese people love it when they see it.
Okay.
But they're not dying to go when they hear about it because they actually think it's just going to be a white guy making fun of them, which is it's not.
Wow. Okay, question.
Okay.
Chinese sense of humor, comedy, is something that's funny for us, funny for the people in China?
It depends. So sometimes yes, like a funny story that's just funny universally, but sometimes no. Like an example I like to give sometimes is if a joke is relying on a double meaning, it's very difficult. Like for example, say, oh, horse walks into the bartender says, why the long face?
Right. Yeah,
but
okay.
In Chinese, there's no expression for long face meaning sad.
Right.
So you don't have that joke. So,
gotcha.
So stuff like that doesn't translate. But a funny story about white guy goes to China. The Lawai story.
Right, yeah.
That works in both languages.
I got you.
You know, so it...
Well, because, I mean, not only did you have to learn Chinese, but you had to learn, like, that, you know, comedy style, like, to figure that
actually,
out.
I just used my own comedy style with my broken Chinese, and I found a way to make them laugh, but actually, they liked my comedy style. I wouldn't be able to do, like, traditional Chinese comedy play on words, you know, a lot of double meanings. It's a tonal language, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't able to do any of that stuff, but they did enjoy my sort of anecdotal stories about being a white guy in China and, you know, everything that I experienced.
You ever try and speak Chinese with an Irish accent?
It's actually, you can't because it's tonal. So once you start doing a stupid accent, you're saying something else.
Really?
So that's, you know, because it's a ma, 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 ma are four different words.
No.
Yeah.
Get out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would never learn Chinese.
Yeah.
And that's only one variation of the Chinese language because they're dozens of different languages.
Yeah, there's
in
tons
China.
Of different dialects. The two main ones are Mandarin and Cantonese. I mean, but they are all tonal.
That's amazing. Because around here, if I said that, it's basically what I feel about my mother. Like, Ma!
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 Come on, Ma!
Ma! That's Chinese comedy right there.
That would have been
funny in China. And actually, just can I quickly say, because I know you're probably stuck for time, what you said was, Ma, first one is mother, right? Ma means numb. Right? Ma means horse, and then the last one, ma, means curse, but not like, it's not a curse word, but it means like to curse someone. It's like ma, like fourth tone, ma, right? So really what you were saying was, Ma, I'm numb, you look like a horse, go curse yourself.
He says that in English.
Yeah. We just wrote some Chinese comedy. Okay.
See, I think if LBF goes to China, she should take up speaking Cantonese, because she's from Canton, so she would undoubtedly understand.
Oh, yeah. There you go, yeah.
Cantonese is just like, let's go drink in the woods.
Cantonese, Mandarin has four tones. Cantonese has 12 tones. Cantonese is really difficult. That's why it sounds more singy. When you watch the old Kung Fu movies, they're speaking Cantonese, so it's more like, wah, 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 you know, like the kind of Chinese we made fun of as kids. It's part of the reason why it sounds so different is because it's way more tonal.
Gotcha. Wow.
There you go. So so we're finishing off with a bit of PBS.
Don't
change over to NPR. There's no need. Here we are. The Larry Wally Show.
Hey, Des, thanks for coming in this morning. You got to go see Des Bishop. He's got two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. Laugh Boston. You get your tickets at laughboston.com. It's going to be a terrific show. Des, thanks a million for being here this morning. Okay.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lauren Wally Morning Show. 80s and more right here on the radio for you. Okay, we got a little reminder. Just trying to do a little housekeeping for you this morning. Remember, Sunday morning, 2 o'clock, set your alarm clock. Get up, change all the clocks.
Cute. Come on.
And then go back to sleep. Okay. Daylight savings time. Daylight saving time begins, this weekend.
Yep.
And the way to remember it, is it you set them ahead or you set them back? You set them ahead because you spring forward and you fall back. Everybody got that?
Don't even mention fall back. Just spring forward.
Spring forward.
Spring.
Spring forward. Okay. Spring ahead. So don't forget that. Otherwise, you'll miss part of the show on Monday morning. Now, in the meantime, let's talk to you about something you really need.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.